Mark Cassie joined us, as I told you in the first half of the show, first segment of the show. Mark Cassie joined us on our Breeders' Cup Countdown show that year. And coming into 2015, he had yet to win a Breeders' Cup race. And we said, is Mark Cassie the greatest trainer in our sport never to win a Breeders' Cup? Well, that changed. Catch a Glimpse won. Teppan took the Breeders' Cup mile in 2015. And since then, Mark has gone on to saddle 5 Breeders' Cup winners. They are just flowing now, and he's hoping for more coming up here in 2020. Mark is with me now. Mark, the dual Hall of Famer, always a pleasure, my friend. Happy to have you on board.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Do you remember that conversation we had trackside at Keeneland during Breeders' Cup week when I asked you that question? I said, is Mark Cassie maybe the greatest trainer never to win a Breeders' Cup? And all of a sudden, here you are with 5.
Oh, I remember. That was a struggle. It was something that pounded us for a long time. And glad to have that monkey off her back. And, we've been very fortunate since. I think you were a good luck charm.
You know, not too many people ever say that to me, Mark, so I'll take it when I can get it. But I'm glad that you broke through. I'm glad that they're flowing now. I mentioned, you won 2 in 2015. You came back in 16, won another, 17, 18, and now looking to start a new streak here in 2020. Would be great to see. You've got 7 that you pre-entered. I guess we'll just walk through each and every one of them. But before I do it, let's start by looking back on that day in 2015. When you think about that Breeders' Cup, what are some of the things that immediately come to mind?
Well, I hadn't listened to that call in a long time, but yeah, Catch a Glimpse was our first winner. It was exciting and very fulfilling. And like you said, this is something, every year I would have to listen to, Mark Cassie hasn't won a Breeders' Cup yet. So that was nice. And then, and then for Teppan to come back, and win the next day was just a dream come true. And to do it, a lot of people don't know this, but it's where my father, Keeneland was where my father first was introduced to racing. And it's where I had my first winner at a major racetrack. I had a horse called Joe's Coming when I was 18 years old, went at Keeneland. So Keeneland's always meant a lot to not just me, but my family. And to be able to win our first Breeders' Cup at Keeneland was, a dream come true.
Yeah, and hopefully more to come this year. The Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf Sprint is the first of the 14 Breeders' Cup races that will be contested. It's run on Friday. All the two-year-old races run on Friday. Dirty Dangle is a horse that you pre-entered but not selected into the field. He's going to need some help to get into that race. But if he does get in, tell me a little bit more about Dirty Dangle.
Well, she's actually a filly.
Well, there you go. See?
Yeah, she's a filly that we purchased after her last race. Bought her from a friend of mine, Ralph Biamonte, in Toronto. I thought her last race was very impressive. Disappointed that she didn't draw into the race. I do, when we're looking at things, looks like, definitely there's going to be some horses that are going to go opt and go other places. I still think there's a good shot that she can get in. We're hoping so. We're training her up towards that race, and she's actually getting on a van. Our Canadian contingency is leaving this morning heading for Keeneland. So we're keeping our fingers crossed. Hope she gets in, and I think she'll really enjoy a little give to the ground and the 5.5 furlongs at Keeneland.
Yeah, I guess that would include the appropriately named Gretzky the Great as well, who is pre-entered into the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf, and a horse, Mark, that can really run. And it's so cool to have a horse named after Wayne Gretzky that is this special right now.
It is. It's a great name. He's a great horse. And, I think he's training very well, and I think he'll run super. So, it is. He's gotten a lot of publicity, especially in north of the border, with his name.
What do you like most about him, Mark, as you come into the Juvenile Turf?
He gives you everything he has, just like his namesake. He's smooth on the ice. He moves really well. He's a great moving horse. He gets over turf. Probably at some point you'll see us try him on dirt. I don't think he's only a grass horse. But, you know, Woodbine has such a great grass program that you get caught up in that, and it's hard to get away from it. So we're going to go this route for now, but you could possibly see him try the dirt somewhere in the future.
It's a great point. That Woodbine turf course is, well, first of all, it's beautiful to look at, and I know that you have raced there for many, many years, and you're a big fan of it. But when you compare that particular racing surface to the turf course that we see at Keeneland, how much different are they? How similar are they, Mark? What's the big deal there with those two?
Well, you know what? Unfortunately, Mike, there are some there will be some differences. One, our horse has never been able to run around two turns, obviously, because Woodbine has such a large turf course that he's only ran around one turn. So that's a minus. So similarities. The Woodbine is not level, similar to Keeneland, where there's a little up and down. So, you know, that would be similarities. But that's a big concern. The good news is he's extremely fast, and that's going to be important. The post position in both the filly and the colt race on the turf, it's a mile, and it's a quick run to the first turn. You can lose the race going in the first turn. You can lose the race before the race, as we've seen many times in post positions. I've been very unfortunate in the filly division. Twice I brought fillies to the Breeders' Cup that I thought, you know, were unbeatable, and they drew the 14 hole, which is a killer. So we have to be lucky at the draw, and then we have to be lucky at the break. So there's definitely a little more luck involved with the mile races at Keeneland.
Yeah, it's interesting about the Keeneland turf course as opposed to that Woodbine turf course. You have Dolder Grand, another horse, Mark, with Gretzky the Great, that is also pre-entered into that juvenile turf. But much like we just talked about with your other horses, you're going to need some help with Dolder Grand trying to get into this race. He was not selected into the field. He's kind of far down on the list. But tell me a little bit about Dolder Grand.
Yeah, Dolder Grand is, I think, one of our stars in the making. Unfortunately, he's not gonna get into the Breeders' Cup, which, you know what, maybe it's a blessing. We breezed him yesterday on the dirt. He breezed extremely well at Woodbine, so he's heading for Kentucky, and he's going to concentrate on dirt in the future. So it's unfortunate he didn't get in, but maybe it's a blessing, and we'll move on forward with him.
Visiting with trainer Mark Cassie here on the Equine Forum on the Horse Racing Radio Network. You know, a few weeks back, I was invited to go to Keeneland to watch Spanish Love Affair. Michael Hernan is a good friend of mine, and he says, hey, why don't you come on out and sit at the table? Spanish Love Affair is running in the Breeders' Cup Challenge race. And this is a filly. I got a chance to look at her in the paddock, Mark. She is a really pretty filly, and she ran into a monster in Aunt Pearl that day, but she was still a really good second. She goes in the juvenile filly's turf. Talk to me a little bit more about Spanish Love Affair.
Yeah, I was proud of her. She's, you know, like you said, she's a filly that I purchased for my wife as a yearling, and then Michael really liked her, came and asked if, said he'd like to go partners with us, so we did that. She broke her maiden first time out by 11, and I told Michael, I said, okay, this is the time that we get out and sell. We sell our horses. I'm done it forever. For 35 years, I've always, once a horse runs good, I sell them. And lucky enough, we were, Eclipse and Gary Barber bought her, and we were able to continue to train her. I thought her last race was extremely good. Again, she's going to be like Gretzky the Great. She needs a little luck at the draw. And the good news for her, as like Gretzky, is she does have some speed, and Tyler will have to use it. She breezed extremely well this morning, so she's ready. We're ready with her.
Yeah, and Spanish Love Affair, I think you'd have to say that she also lowered the stakes record from the previous stakes record. Aunt Pearl broke it by gosh, it was like a second and a half or something, Mark. It was a freakish performance. Spanish Love Affair wasn't far behind her, so you have to think that she lowered the mark too. It'd be great to see that rematch coming up. I'm really looking forward to that.
Well, and you're going to see a different turf course. How that will affect the outcome, I'm not sure. But as you alluded on the track record, the Keeneland turf was extremely fast when that race ran, and I don't think you're going to see the same type of turf course. You're going to see you know, a course that has a little more give in the ground. The good news for us is our fillies won twice down at Gulfstream with some give in the ground. So I don't see it bothering her, and you know, maybe we can turn the tables on the other filly.
And now we get to talk about one of the toughest horses in training. That's Got Stormy. You had some options here. You could have gone a couple different directions. You opt for the Breeders' Cup Turf Sprint. Talk about that decision and talk about Got Stormy for a minute.
Again, we're betting that there's going to be given the ground, and Got Stormy cannot run a mile. The distance is too far for her when there's given the ground. She actually doesn't mind soft turf. She showed you that at Kentucky Downs. But my hopes and thoughts are we're going to have a little given the ground, which could deaden some of the speed. I'm hoping the 5.5 at Keeneland is more like running 3/4. And if that happens, you know, she's going to come with a big kick. She's training really well. She's bigger and stronger than I've ever seen her.
Yeah, she's ultra tough. Would be great to see her in the winner's circle if she can find a way to get it done. You come to the Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile, and here's your classic winner, War of Will. Again, I guess you could have gone a few different ways with him. You could have gone to the classic. You say Dirt Mile's the place to go. Tell me about War of Will and that decision.
Well, War of Will, you know, he's done a little bit of everything. He's a dual winner on dirt and turf. Our thought was that he's trained so well on the dirt right now that we just wanted to give him another try on it. It would be nice for him to be a grade one winner on the dirt at 3 and 4. I think it would help his future as a stallion. So, it's a tough race. It's a tough race, but he's a good horse. So he's trained really, really well into this race. So he'll need, again, the mile on the dirt is another race where very quick run into the first turn. In fact, so much that they're only going to allow, I think, 12 to run where everywhere else they run 14. We're going to need a little luck at the draw, and we're going to need some luck out of the starting gate, but he usually breaks very well, and he's fast. So I think Tyler should be able to put him in a good stocking position if things, you know, as long as we don't have any bad luck.
Well, and then in the Breeders' Cup Mile, the Turf Mile, you'll saddle March to the Arch for Mrs. Charlotte Weber, Live Oak Plantation. This is a horse that always shows up, always tries, Mark. And, again, you're probably going to need a little bit of luck, but if things break March to the Arch's way, you could be looking at a victory in there, too.
Well, he's got plenty of bad luck that's happened to him. He's probably should have won 3 or 4 more races than he actually has. So my thought is this. If we can take all that bad luck and turn it into one really good luck, he's got a shot. He's already shown he likes Keeneland, so that's not a problem.
Yeah, a tough horse. I mean, that's a tough race. I mean, you look at, you know, Circus Maximus,
oh,
the defending
tough
champ,
very
Uni.
Tough.
Yeah, Starship Jubilee. That's a rock set. Raging Bull. I mean, come on. That's always a tough race. But, you know, March to the Arch with a few breaks, who knows? You might end up in the winner's circle there too. Mark, listen, man, I appreciate the visit.
I agree.
And looking forward to seeing your horses strut their stuff on Friday and Saturday.
Well, hopefully you bring us good luck again. And I'm still waiting on my Cadillac. So
your Lexus.
I still can't believe I didn't win the lottery, the drawing. But anyways, all right.